It is quite representative, actually. About just the Itilaf is made up of about 30 components. You have also six other components. You have the Fasa'il, the military ones. You have independent people and political, and I'm one of them as a figure known all over Syria, and I'm part of it. I'm not bragging or just, but just ask any Syrian. Do you know this person? They would say that the opposite. We have also Hayat al-Tansiq, the coordination committee, which has also many parties. The Cairo, so-called Cairo platform, the Moscow platform, and also the...
But this is the bigger SNC, right?
It is the bigger, and also it has... it is accredited by the United Nations, and it was mentioned in UN Security Council resolutions, because in Vienna, remember, they called upon Saudi Arabia to hold Geneva, to hold the Riyadh One, and in Riyadh One they came the HNC, remember it, the High Negotiating Committee, and also in Riyadh Two we had this high this negotiating. A Syrian negotiating committee. We believe that it is represented, it's quite representative, but it is not claiming either to be representative of Syria or all the Syrian people, because when you need to represent people, you have to have elections, and circumstances in Syria would not permit this.
Yeah, I mean, when I asked you, I started with Afrin, is because, for example, if
let me go just
you
back.
Don't have Kurds at the table, how
at,
would this
at the table
to
work? We have Kurds, and we have two people in the negotiating delegation.
Which have
11 people out of 36 are the main delegation. Two of them are Kurds.
Yeah, but Kurds are also a very diverse group. It's not.
They are diverse groups, but there are certain reservations about the PKK or the PYD, because they cooperate with the regime, they cooperate with the Americans, they cooperate with the Russians against Syrian people. This is the Kurds are the victims of every struggle, my dear. Unfortunately, they are being manipulated, used, misused, and they are the victims of all the struggle that happens in the region, and sometimes it just goes into an international struggle, and they pay the price. The Kurds would be friends of the Americans today, next day they would sell them. Same thing applies to the Russians, the same thing applies to the regime.